depths of my heart. Let your mercy and strength be seen. You call me to your purpose. As angels understand, for your glory, may you draw all men as your love and grace demands, and I will run to your word.
Bring me near. don't know what it is really to rest in the power of the love of the Father. It's so hard because the world shows the Father its examples in the media of something that you really can't depend upon. We watch the comedies. We watch Bart Simpson and see such a pathetic picture of fatherhood. And we make judgments. I won't listen to my father because he's done this or that. And that vow, many times, is what keeps us from being able to hear the heart of the true Father that's calling us, because we've said, I can't hear. I can't hear you. I don't want to hear my earthly father. And that vow cuts off the voice of our heavenly Father. And the Father wants us to rise up like the wings of eagles and soar with Him. But many times we can't, because we can't hear His voice. Father, we want to cut off all things that attach us and break down communication and keep us from hearing from You and soaring with You. Lord, we want You to unveil our eyes. Lord, we ask You right now in the power of the resurrected Lord to unveil our eyes so we can see You face to face. Lord, we need You to renew our mind. Renew us, Lord. Help us flow in Your grace. Help us to hear Your voice so clearly that when the struggles come, we can hear You say, come on, I'll take you with me. You don't have to do this alone. I'll go with you. And many times we feel like we have to just go ahead because we're trying to do it on our own strength. But if we would stand beside the Father and hold to His righteous hand, we wouldn't stumble and fall. If there are those out there tonight that haven't really called out to the Father and said, Father, I've trusted in the world. I've trusted in myself. I've trusted in my job. I've trusted in finances. I've listened to the things that the world has told me, and I haven't trusted You. And God, I want to soar with You. I want to soar like an eagle. I want to be in the clouds. I want to soar above the worldliness and the things that try to tear me down. All you have to say tonight is, Father, forgive me for making vows and judgments that kept me from You. Father, forgive me for the things that may have kept me from being able to walk with You. All we have to say is, Jesus, forgive me. I am such a sinner. There is no righteousness in me. No righteousness. Lord, clean my heart. Clean my heart, Lord. Make me Your son. And I will turn away from all the things that the world has to offer. And I will follow You. One that has not done that tonight, They are prayer ministers, and you can raise your hand tonight. Those that are prayer ministers are out here. Find your way to a prayer minister if you don't have peace with God. If you don't have peace tonight, find your way to someone that can help you pray, because many times you just can't do it on your own. I can remember a time that the Lord brought someone in my life that I could call at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I was a single woman, and I'd say, I need you to pray with me. I need you to pray with me. I can't do this by myself. And tonight you have opportunity to meet with someone and pour your heart out to God. If you don't know how to do it tonight, there are people that are just waiting to pray with you. And there are some here tonight that are looking and expecting, because your faith is strong. And for healing, you're saying, yes, Lord, I know you have healed me, and you have not seen the manifestations yet. Let me tell you, Abraham didn't see a child. He looked at his body and says, it can't be. Not of myself, but he knew the God, the Father, that had promised it. And those of you tonight that need someone to stand with you and pray with you for your healing, we're here tonight to do that. But I want you to know there is a living God that is so far above sickness and disease that he can remove it. Our Jesus died and took those stripes so that we could be healed. And I believe, you proclaim the word of the Lord, that healing comes through the very words that we speak. Yes, Lord, it does not look like it, but it's mine because it's provided for me. You've done it. My sister may say I'm going to die. My brother may say I'll always be this way. The world may tell me you're sick, give up. And doctors may say there is no hope. But God, I thank you that you are a God of miracles. You are a God of miracles. You are a God who loves. You are a God who breaks the yoke. You're a God that tears down the bondage. You're a God that restores back everything that has been stolen. You take back. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that power of the resurrected Lord. I thank you that we can dwell in high places. High places. And we can overcome sickness and disease. We can break those words that says it's this way when your word says it's different. God, I thank you for what you've done in my life. God, I thank you that you're a miracle working God. God, the doctor said that my daughter would be institutionalized. You healed her. God, when the doctor said my brain would never be normal because of a fall, you've proved them wrong. You're an ever-loving God. You're so good. And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you that I don't have to listen to man. I thank you that I don't have to listen to man, but I can go to your word and know that it's truth. And when the enemy comes in like a roaring lion, and when the floods try to flow over, and when the fire tries to devour, you come in quietly and gently. And just hide me between the cleft of the rock and say, no, you are mine. And you prove man wrong. Because your word is above every word. your word is the last word. And I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you, Lord, that you gave us the power of your word. That we can speak it, and it makes the enemy, it makes the devils tremble. The enemy trembles at the power of the resurrected Lord's word. And Lord, I thank you for those that you're healing here tonight. Even though maybe they can't feel it and they can't see it, I thank you, Lord, for those that you're healing. You're doing a new work, Lord. This is just the beginning, Lord, for some people that are here tonight. And those that had to leave early, Lord, this word goes for them too. This word is for those brothers and sisters that came here tonight needing something, and they left with no hope. But God, my faith tonight says you have the last word. And it's done. It's done. And Lord, I thank you that you're coming back one day and that we don't have to live in this corrupt world any longer. That all the enemy will be held in bondage and we will live victoriously with you for 1,000 times 1,000 years. We will ever be with you. But until then, Lord, I thank you for what you've done, and I thank you for what you're going to do.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart.
Your eyes, I'm captured.
Not at a place with the Lord that you can't say those words. All you have to do is just say it. Take me, Lord. Take me. Use me. Fill me. Call me. Guide me. I'll go, Lord, wherever you want me to go. If you guide me, I won't go alone, Lord, but I'll go with you. As long as you walk beside me. Tonight, as we close out, looks like there's many that just aren't ready to leave. We're kind of done. We're kind of done. At least I'm kind of done. But I am so grateful that we have a place to come and say, Lord, thank you for dwelling with us. And I believe the Lord has pulled up a chair tonight beside many of you and wrapped his arm around you and said, hey, I'm here with you. What's your need? What do you need? Just ask. Because the Bible says you can ask anything in the Father's name according to his will. Ask Jesus according to his will, and he'll do it. So tonight, Lord, as we close out this service, I thank you for those that have been so faithful to come out. Not knowing what they would get tonight, knowing this was different. But I thank you, Lord, for those that you brought out tonight. Yes. I thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness. God, I thank you for those that come every healing service. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for being a faithful God and being with us. And Lord, I pray that you will be with each person here tonight, even the people that left, and you'll go home with them, Lord. And throughout this week, you'll whisper to them, and you'll say, remember Sunday night, I was there with you when the Spirit seemed so close, but I'm still with you. I'm with you daily. All you have to do is just ask. Safely home. Strip off of them anything that may have tried to attach them tonight. Strip off. Strip off. Lord, we love you. Thank you for being with us, God. Thank you for this time. Thank you that we can come into your presence. Thank you, Lord. You're such a kind and holy, righteous, righteous God. Name above all names, power above all powers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May the Lord give you peace. May the Lord go with you now and forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.